Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Caitlin and Alex with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Coca-Cola has opened a new $75 million canning line in its Richlands facility. The 18-month build created work for more than 250 local contractors, and the new line already created 18 new full-time positions. The improvements to the line were made to fill a demand for caffeinated energy drinks such as Monster and Mother, with the line pumping out 2,000 cans a minute at full capacity. Improvements to the line include a 23% increased energy efficiency along with 67% more efficient water treatment.
Ipswich City Council says it is now in the final stages of managing the outbreak of Salvinia in the Springfield Lakes waterways. Salvinia, which is an invasive aquatic weed, has rapidly spread across the local lakes to amounts unseen ever before. The weed currently covers a large portion of Springfield Lake's surface, impacting its appearance and potentially harming the aquatic life. Residents are concerned that the thick weed growth could deplete oxygen levels in the water, as well as create increased amounts of mosquitoes in the region. This is the third time that Ipswich City Council has announced that they are in the final stages of a solution since mid-2024.
In national news, more than a month after the election day, the Sydney seat of Bradfield remains undecided. Just 12 votes separate independent Nicolette Buller and Liberal Giselle Kaptarian, with a full recount being underway. This marks the second recount of the election, with the seat of Goldstein undergoing a partial recount, with Liberals Tim Wilson winning over independent Zoe Daniel. The Australian Electoral Commission has until July 9th to declare a winner.
Australian dairy farmers have announced their disappointment following the dairy company's announcements of a small increase in their opening farm gate milk prices. The opening farm gate milk price, which is the minimum price a dairy farmer will be paid for the raw milk they deliver to a dairy processor at the start of a new dairy season, has been set between $8.60 to $9.20 per kilogram of milk solids. This small increase has done very little to help ease farmers who are struggling following the droughts and floods from the last year. COLAC dairy farmer and Dairy Farmers Victoria president Mark Billing said companies risk the rapid decline of Australia's milk production if they did not increase prices to help dairy farmers through the tough times. Dairy Australia's latest outlook shows the national milk pool is on track to drop 1% this financial year compared to the previous one.
In international news, Mount Etna in Italy has erupted with large plumes of smoke and ash seen rising from the volcano. Images and video from the island of Sicily showed volcanic materials spilling out of the volcano on Monday morning. Mount Etna is one of the most active volcanoes on the planet, and although eruptions are not uncommon, it is rare for them to cause injury or damage. Geologists monitoring the eruption said it is likely that part of the volcano's crater collapsed, and that this was the material being carried down its slopes. Tourists have been warned to stay away from the volcano's lava flows.
For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as your average 4ZZZ subscriber. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. today. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.